stronger than ever.
Hello, is Michael Carter there?
Hello?
Come back.
Hello, is Michael there?
And who might I be speaking with?
Yes, I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do they need it, or are you saying, or what?
Oh, sure. Let me repeat the question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I ask your age?
44.
Okay, thank you. And we'll just say that the upcoming 2024 election president, 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Not about the same.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction that your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the city is headed?
I'm indifferent. So which one would that be? I'm indifferent.
Well, in this case, we have four options, so probably you can choose the best one that suits to your opinion.
Well, dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
You know, let's see. Well, I guess I'm, give me the options to pick for him again. What would I say about him?
Of course, no worries. The options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Let's see. Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, here are some issues facing the country and your communities that others say that are important in deciding how they vote for president. For each, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important issue in deciding how to vote for president, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first issue is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you so much. Next one, ensuring our borders are secure and stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
10.
Thank you so much. Next one, the Israel and Gaza war.
5.
Thank you so much. Next one, working to lower and cancel student debt.
10.
Thank you so much. And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
7.
Okay, thank you so much. And now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to read, I would like to review what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You can choose two of them. So the options are rising crime and violence, the lack of economic opportunity and jobs in your community, extreme politicians rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, and cuts to social safety nets like Social Security and Medicare.
The first two, violence and the first two.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. Also, if you don't have an opinion or have never heard about a person or organization, please let me know. So the first one is Donald Trump.
So whether I like him right now, is that the options?
Well, the options is basically you have to rate from 0 to 100. Remember that 100 is feeling very warm towards him, and 0 means feeling very cold or unfavorable.
You know, I would say 100.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden.
Let's see. Maybe 50.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Cornel West.
Cornel West, 80.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Let me see, 80.
Thank you. Next one, Tommy Baldwin.
Tommy Baldwin?
Mm-hmm.
65.
Thank you so much. Next one, Mandela Barnes.
Let's see. But this gentleman, I don't know how familiar I am with him. Is this Mandela the... It's not Mandela the actual, the African activist, right?
No. This would be a different person.
I figured it was. I'm not real familiar with him, so I don't know if I could rate him properly, but so I say 50.
Okay, thank you. 50. Okay. The MAGA Republicans, the MAGA Republicans?
Let me see. 30.
Thank you so much. Next one, the NAACP.
Let's see, 30. Is that the NAACP?
Uh-huh.
100. Give me 100 for that.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Next one, the Democratic Party.
Let's see. 50.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Those candidates. JF Kennedy?
Yes, I'm sorry, you said Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? The options are yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of characteristics and values that other people have used to describe President Biden. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how much you agree with that description. Use a 10 if you strongly agree with that description, a 5 if you somewhat agree, or a 0 if you don't agree with it, with that description of to Biden at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one says, has the right approach to the war in Israel and Gaza?
10.
Thank you so much. Next one, is too focused on foreign policy issues?
10.
Thank you. Next one, takes black voters for granted?
I would say 10.
Thank you. Next one, is fighting to protect our voting rights?
10.
Thank you. And next one, has the right approach to women's reproductive rights?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. We're just a couple of questions to go. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. I'm going to read two statements and you will choose between those two. Candidate A says that if elected, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Candidate B says that if elected, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs to grow the economy. So, all other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote, or candidate B, who is focused on jobs and affordability? We have four options here. Okay. And would you say somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 is somewhat convincing reason, or a 0 means that it's not convincing reason to vote in the 2024 election. So you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first reason says, Joe Biden is putting the government on the side of working people. He's the first president in history to walk the picket line and always stands up for workers' rights. Biden has put millions of Americans back to work, rebuilding our infrastructure and bringing shopping change back to the U.S. Change doesn't happen overnight, but things are beginning to move in the right direction, and we can go back to the chaos and pro-big corporations policies of the past, and we have to keep moving toward for working people. We have to keep moving forward for working people.
Move toward working people.
Okay, but remember you have to rate on a 0 to 10, and 10. Remember that 10 means, okay, thank you so much. Next reason, when we come together, our vote has power. This isn't always clear how voting helped us, but when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black college and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has a tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. We're just two reasons to go. Joe Biden is not a loud leader. He doesn't grandstand or tweet all day, but he is fighting for justice, equality, and the things that matter most to us. He used an executive order to ban no-knock warrants and to stop the proliferation of for-profit prisons. He's nominated more minorities and women to be federal circuit judges than any other president. He nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court and has doubled the enforcement staff for voting rights.
Not too.
Okay, thank you so much. And last reason says, Biden is focused on bringing down cost of and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down the price of gulling a big home corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. If you want more jobs and lower costs, it's Biden who is fighting inflation so working people can get ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, now let me ask you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were, again, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Let me see. Trump?
Okay, thank you so. Okay, thank you so much. And we'll just say again that the upcoming 2024 election, president and congressional elections are more important than the previous election, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to give you a list of sites and apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. You can just answer yes or no. The first one, TikTok.
I use it today.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Apple News.
Not at all.
Thank you. Next one, Instagram.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, thank you. Next one, YouTube.
Every day.
Thank you so much. Next one.
30 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Next one, Facebook.
Every day. 30 minutes ago.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And last application, Twitter.
Twitter, maybe a month ago.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're about to finish. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
So I didn't graduate from college, but should I include college to some college or no, or just high school?
Well, we have, for example, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, and postgraduate.
Okay, so high school graduate, some college.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.